Tilman Fertitta just agreed to buy Caesars Entertainment for $17.6 billion, and the debt underneath that deal is about to reshape gaming sector credit markets and possibly accelerate the timeline for real asset tokenization. On May 28, 2026, Caesars Entertainment signed a definitive merger agreement with Fertitta Entertainment. The 8K hit the SEC filing system. Shareholders still need to vote, but the binding terms are locked. The $31 per share cash offer is the headline. The real story is the $12 to $13 billion in long-term debt sitting underneath Caesars right now. That liability does not disappear when ownership changes. It gets refinanced, restructured, or absorbed into new facilities. How Fertitta handles that debt stack will send a clear signal to every credit allocator and treasury manager with gaming sector exposure. For a treasury manager at a firm with gaming sector bond exposure, the debt restructuring that follows this deal changes your duration and counterparty risk profile immediately. Pull the 8K from Edgar now and watch for the proxy statement filing, because spread movement in gaming high-yield paper will happen before most participants have read the full terms. For a real asset tokenization platform builder, Caesars is exactly the pipeline you need. 50-plus properties across 18 states with consistent revenue streams and institutional-grade documentation is the collateral base that makes tokenization credible to large allocators. Watch whether this deal consolidates that real property base under traditional financing or creates pressure to explore new capital structures, because either outcome tells you something about your go-to-market timeline. For a family office allocator with gaming sector exposure, the $31 per share offer is a clean exit for equity holders, but the credit side is more interesting. A large refinancing post-close could create new entry points in gaming sector structured credit over the next 6 to 12 months. The proxy statement filing date is your first signal to track. Caesars has confirmed it will file a proxy with the SEC, and that filing sets the clock on shareholder vote timing and reveals the full debt refinancing terms and acquisition financing structure.